All right. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Carol Weidel.
Well, thank you for coming back, Carol. I know we had a little bit of issues yesterday. So, as you know, with the Truth Booth, we're trying to capture stories from the local community and, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, anywhere really in the area. So, where are you from?
Well, I was born and raised in Philadelphia, but I have lived here in Madison for 49 years.
Okay. So you're practically a native at this point.
I'm a what do they call it? A naturalized citizen.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, naturalized Madisonian.
That's right, naturalized.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And what do you do here?
Well, I'm retired. I was a public employee for the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, perfect. And what are some of the things that you really love about the city and, you know, in general?
Well, because it's a capital and the university is here, we have a lot of cultural events that don't happen in other places. And in my case, I live a block away from where we are right now.
Oh, excellent. So you're in the middle of it.
I believe the Shank Atwood neighborhood is the cultural center of gravity for the east side of Madison.
Yeah. Well, there's five festivals that kind of originate from this neighborhood, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Which one's your favorite, if you have to name a favorite?
Well, I like the Orton Park Festival. Okay. It's a very intimate location. They have a lot of mature trees. And I think it might be 3 days this year. But yeah, it's pretty good. Although, you know, they run from like May through September.
Right. Yeah. And there's, you know, the last one is Willie Street Fair, which is also really fun, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. That is iconic. It really captures Madison.
Yeah. How do you think, you know, you've been here, you know, for a while and you've seen the community grow and evolve, right? Like, why do you think makes Madison special enough for these festivals to continue to grow year after year?
Well, the university helps a lot. Not everybody who's here is associated with the university, but it attracts people, and the people have jobs here that connected to the university, and they sometimes they come here to go to school and they never leave.
Right. Yeah, no, that's kind of best case scenario. They experience the town and don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And so what did you used to do for the, you said for the city, right?
It was for the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
I was, my job title was a research analyst, so I gathered a lot of administrative data that the state has. And it's amazing what they got. Anyway, starting with vital records, birth, death, marriage, divorce, all that stuff. You can do all sorts of analysis. You have to plan population growth. The schools need to know how many babies are being born and how to anticipate, you know, where the population growth will be. And that's something that the city is facing right now because we've got a housing shortage. We know the population's going to grow, but where the heck are we going to put them all?
Yeah, yeah. So that sounds like a really interesting job, and you know. So how did you do the analysis? You know, in the era of like what I would say big data, which now we have these computers that do it all super fast. And how did it happen when you were getting started?
Well, when I did it, we had data on reel to reel tapes, and you had to and space was a very expensive,
right.
And so you had to cram as much meaning into a single digit as you could.
Like,
you could store certainly 10 numbers, 0 through 9, but then you could also cram in a bunch of characters that would also have meaning.
Oh,
and
okay.
So there was a whole bunch of
like
stuff.
Codifying stuff. Like,
yeah,
if you didn't know, you didn't know.
You didn't know, and people don't realize. Well, I think birth certificates, when you get a copy of your birth certificate, it shows you where you were born and who your parents were, and that's about not very much.
Right.
But really, there's a whole lot of stuff that's confidential that you don't even know about.
Got it.
Like what your birth weight was, what your APGAR score was. It's probably a term you don't even know.
No, what is it?
I can't remember what it exactly stands up when. But when the baby first emerges,
right,
they do a visual evaluation.
Oh, wow.
And so is the baby breathing? Are they the right color? Are they responding? And that's reduced to a numeric score.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And then you
have a sense of how many previous pregnancies did the mother have?
Whoa, wow.
Previous pregnancies now living, previous pregnancies not living.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty granular data.
Yeah. What's the mother's highest grade level of education?
Yeah.
And people can do all sorts of interesting things with that.
Right.
And the state will give it away or sell it.
Yeah.
But they'll remove all the identifying things.
Got it, right, exactly. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I do marketing, so I'm in that world where we're like dissecting data and trying to understand an audience, the demographic,
et cetera. And then later I got to work with Medicare data, which is most 95% of the people over age 65. And so you see every time you have a claim for every time they go to the doctor. And so I was doing information, preparing, packaging a nice data set for some researcher.
Okay.
So say you went in for colon resection. Well, if you're rehospitalized within a month, that is not a good outcome.
Yeah.
And I think the Medicare only pays now for one. So if you were discharged too soon, that's on the hospital.
Wow.
That it leads to changes in policy and stuff. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, that sounds great. And do you do anything with data nowadays, or you just retired?
Not really. Where I live in the community I live in, I have a rain gauge that I closely monitor.
Okay.
And we are at least 10 inches above normal rainfall for this time of year.
Yeah, it was like the opposite of last year, right?
Oh.
From what I've heard, La Nina is sort of bringing all the water that we didn't get last year.
And now we have like mosquitoes.
Right, it's all coming in at once.
So I listened to one of your radio stations this morning. I took the brochure.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one that's in the Madison area,
WMDX, 92.7 FM?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
The FM station was, I could pick up easier.
Yeah.
The AM is kind of weak.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. Yeah. So I know there's some talk on that. So now that I know that, might listen to it.
Yeah, our talk shows are on both AM and FM.
Yeah.
And if you're in the city, the FM is a stronger signal. And then the AM, because of the buildings, it's better if you're outside. When you drive in the periphery of around Dane County, the AM is stronger. So
yeah.
Funny how radio works, the physics of radio.
and I love radio because when the internet goes down, we'll still have radio.
Exactly. That's, it's never really gone away. I think it's just like, our attention has been fragmented, essentially.
Right.
Yeah. Well, is there any other stories you would like to share? I know you were here yesterday and, we missed some of that. So we'll like to capture that as well.
Okay. Well, I was giving my general view of the layout of Madison. The fact that I think Doty was the guy who decided to put the Capitol on this isthmus, which we can't undo.
Right.
When you look at the map of, it's like two separate parts of the world.
Yeah.
And it's been described as the townies on the east side,
and
the Gownies on the west side.
And what does Gowney start to stand for?
That's the university types.
Oh, okay.
So you got the university and everything associated with that. And then on this side of town, which was mostly industrial, manufacturing.
Right.
I mean, heck, we still have an ice cream factory down around the corner.
Yeah, yeah,
So there's a lot of differences. And I think because this side of town, has so many venues. We've got the Barrymore Theater and a lot of new music performance space. It's really great. I love it.
The High Noon Saloon is one that's really fun.
It's on the other side of the river. It's on the other side of the river, but it's a good location. It's nice.
Well, that's relatively new to Madison, and that was one of the things that just this open festival, free bands, and just come and hang out and enjoy the community is a really special, really special place.
Yeah.
That's why people don't leave.
I moved here to my first husband wanted to go to graduate school here, so that's why we came. And then when we split up, I stayed.
Yeah. Nice. You're like, see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Great. Thank you again for coming back. And yeah, we're looking forward. You feel free to call also if, you know, all the shows have a call line. So if you feel inspired to call in at any of the topics and contribute, I know that the hosts really appreciate hearing from the listeners.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Well, great. Well, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Enjoy the festival.
You too. Thank you.